Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen. And I'm with Marius.
Hej alle sammen. Det er dejligt at være her.
Normally it is Abby, but Abby's at a clowning course. She's learning to clown around.
Yes.
But she will be back for the news on Friday.
We promise.
This is Monday, and Monday's a chatty conversational
episode. What do you call it? Chatty baddie last time? You called it something funny last time.
I say funny things all the time. I can't keep up with them. This is Copy in Copenhagen. This is the Monday chatty version of it. It's about us living in Denmark and Scandinavia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Irish. You're not American.
No,
you're Danish.
I'm Danish.
Abby's the American one.
So there's something that's been on my mind.
Okay.
And I think I have there's something slightly romantic about the idea of the collapse of society. Not sort of the death side of that, but just
the forthcoming apocalypse.
Yeah, like kind of sort romantic. Of going back to there's something kind of like fascinating, slightly I've romanticized it a little bit.
Okay.
And I know that's fucked up.
No. I wouldn't say fucked up. I wouldn't say fucked up. Twisted.
Okay, sure.
No.
Whatever works for
you.
You brought this up in a previous episode, and we briefly touched upon it on last week's episode, Friday's episode, about that there was this warning from the Swedish government about a potential imminent war, and citizens should sort of...
No. Okay. They didn't say imminent war.
But
they said there's possibility of war in Sweden.
Yeah. They should maybe sort of prepare themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
The Norwegian government had done something similar, slightly less aggressive tone. The Danish government haven't really done it. But then I saw an article about that, sort of, because they were commenting on that. The Swedish government had done it, the Norwegian government had done it, and why haven't we done it?
Mm-hmm.
Could be that, well, we're in NATO, so we have some backup in that sense.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. Sweden's going to be
presumably
NATO,
very soon be in. But it did make me kind of think a little bit about, and then I read more. And then so Denmark is quite fragile in terms of our infrastructure. So we're one of the most digitalized countries. That's why a lot of things are quite easy and it works really well here. But that infrastructure is also incredibly vulnerable, actually. There's no real safeguards around it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had heard about this, but I just read up on it briefly. There was a cyber attack on quite important companies that managed some of this infrastructure back in May, 11th of May last year.
Okay.
What
kind of companies do you know?
I think they're keeping that a little close to the chest.
Yeah.
But 11 companies were compromised. So the attacks gained control and reached beyond their firewalls of these companies, and they had access to critical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, there was it was quickly prevented after that or noticed. But it was kind of an indicator that we don't really have any safeguards. It's fairly easy, and this was a fairly coordinated attack. They have no idea who it was.
Mm-hmm.
None of that, at least. That the article doesn't say anything about that, but it did spike a whole report about we need to take a look at this, and that just made me think maybe we could have a little chat about what would we do if we woke up tomorrow and there's no internet, there's no electricity, maybe there's not even running water.
Okay.
Like how we would be, would we be really fucked?
So the first one, if my e-box is down.
Yeah.
So, how quick to panic am I?
But if you can't, your e-box, but you wouldn't be able to get information pretty much.
Sure. Okay. But let's break it down, right? Let's say
you don't get a newspaper. All your information is coming to you from the internet, I'm presuming, pretty much.
Yes. I do go down to the local library, and I read English stuff down there, but it's normally like a week old anyway.
Yeah. It won't be anything about the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's not like shock horror next week. But no. Okay, like my information comes from my phone or my laptop, right?
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. But like, okay, let's break it down. So first things that would kind of like start shuddering in Denmark would be like so how much do you do online, right? All our banking.
Mm.
Your MIT ID.
Yeah, your NIM ID. Yeah.
NIM ID. Yeah. The one.
No, my ID. Yeah.
My ID.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's on the phone now.
Yeah.
You're the digits don't.
Oh, you don't have that plasticky.
I have, but like it's.
There's null and void. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's, you got it like.
And you still have to log in with that on something online anyway.
Yeah. So it's online. Yeah, good point. It's online anyway. Yeah. But so that's gone, right?
Yeah.
So unless you get to an ATM and you're getting cash out, and the ATMs are or are not working, I don't know. How this is your reality. What are the ATMs working?
No, because that's also all internet and
okay. So you're
that.
Okay. You're saying full on cyber attack.
Full on.
So fine, money's gone.
Yeah.
Right.
You would need cash or some kind of But how long does that?
I'm not even gonna start creating a bartering system. I'm not gonna look like into like. I'm not gonna be like picking nice pebbles and bartering with my neighbor for.
No fair, vegetables. But how much cash do you have at home? Do you have any like?
I have what everybody has, a bowl of coins.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the house, and there's probably a lot of that is in Danish currency. There's
probably.
It's like.
I think I could scrape around probably maybe 200 kroners.
Like, yeah,
I think if I'm lucky on a good day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some finite cash poor straight away.
Cash poor. All
right.
I have no pantry.
Oh, you don't have a pantry?
I think I have some rice.
Yeah,
I have some rice. Yeah, yeah. I have some pasta. Yeah, but I have no like conserves, like canned food.
Yeah,
no.
I got some canned stuff. Yeah? I got some canned stuff.
What kind of cans you get?
I'm big into my.
You talking beers now? Because I got some beers.
I got, which is
actually not a bad thing. Because there's water and beer, and there's some kind of sustenance.
Have we talked about this on the podcast? Somebody said this recently. I can't remember where, and it was like back in the day, the lakes used to be the water source for Copenhagen, and then if the water was bad, they used to drink really mild beer.
Yeah. But that was pretty much, all middle ages. You would just be chucking a beer.
Yeah, so you could get some good beers. But that's a good point, right? You mentioned water and stuff like that. Ask any survivalist and person preparing for this, right? Mm. One of the big things for big time things go crazy.
I've invited one. He's coming.
Oh, they're
later.
Coming in?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. I'll ask the questions then.
Yeah.
But one of the things they say is like water, right? You got to prepare for water. So. And even if like, and you're worried if the water might shut down or something like that, but a classic one would be fill your bathtub. But Denmark, in Copenhagen, and most of fucking Denmark, we don't have bathtubs.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't even have a fucking shower like place. It's normally just the floor of
the
bathroom.
Yeah.
So you can't save any water there.
No.
So I would try to save water.
You would have the stuff like but then you can drink the stuff in your toilet. But
I know, but I'm going to try and do other things first.
Sure. But then it might be too late. You might have done some business today. And then if that stuff ain't flushing at this point, then you've ruined your only water source. I'm just saying.
Okay, right. All right. Do I leave Denmark?
I mean, where would you go then?
Because it's just Denmark we're talking about, right? I could cycle to Sweden or Germany.
No, I'm assuming this is like, it's the world, it's not just Denmark ending.
Okay, all right. Okay. Like I don't know, this is your reality.
Europe, let's say Europe. Let's say Europe.
Okay, all right, okay. So I fly to America.
On what?
Jesus. I don't know. I'd probably get out of the city.
Mm.
I'd probably get, my partner's parents live in the countryside. I'd probably try and go stay with them.
That would probably be a good choice, yeah.
I think the cities would be pretty hectic, pretty fast.
Yeah. Do you have access to a car also?
I can get access to a car. If you need a car, I can get you a car.
Okay.
I don't know. What would you do? What's so? My panic thing is trying to get water. Probably get out of the city.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think water would be, that's the first top priority kind of thing.
Yeah. And also there's a lot of freshwater places in Denmark. Like there's a lot of streams and like rivers and lakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty clean. Although there's a lot of PFAS talk going on nowadays.
Yeah.
Like forever chemicals being in places.
Yeah.
But honestly, when it comes to the whatever this is, war or the attack or whatever, end of modern society,
yeah.
I'm probably not worried about PFAS that much.
Probably
I'm probably drinking that stuff pretty fast.
Yeah. 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 Once you get thirsty enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But you picked that wrong stream where some kind of animal died upstream, and you're just drinking some kind of poisonous water. Like, there's many, many risks. I think I would try and I would get my bicycle. I think a bicycle is going to be so fucking essential for transportation once you can't go on the cars anymore or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You run out of gas. I'd probably raid a supermarket real quick.
See, I don't want to go straight to that. I don't want to.
Straight
I don't,
for that.
I don't.
That's why you're going to die. That's why you're going to die. Real quick.
I want to. Here's the thing. Here's another thing. What's to be said for. This actually connects to last week's conversation. Last Monday, we talked about trusting the government. What happened to put on the kettle, have a cup of tea, and wait for Meta and.
But how are you going to.
Frederick.
So that's a good point.
Frederick, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Because here's the other thing. Denmark has a functioning army, which cannot be said, it can be said for a lot of places, but there's a lot of people who've served in the army, who are in the army or have served time in the army, who can be called upon.
Yeah.
And who are, and Danes are very, in a positive sense, nationalistic, in the sense of like, they have national pride.
Sure.
Right? So I have a feeling, if this day came and the internet and everything's down and infrastructure's down, let's say, I can imagine we're in a country that would last a lot longer in the sense of like, let's stay strong and stay together. Then fucking hell, we have an example. It happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and Denmark kept its cool pretty well. Sure, there was
sure. But I think that there's a key element there.
Yeah.
It's like we had somebody to like just blindly trust and follow.
Who, Meta?
Well, like the government, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like not just Meta, but she was she was backed by scientists and doctors and whatnot, right?
Sure.
That lends credibility to the whole operation.
Yeah.
So for sure, we can. But if you don't get that information, because do you have a radio at home?
Yes.
Okay. Does it? I'm assuming that's goes in a socket in a plug with
batteries in it.
So okay, yeah, but I don't think not all radios do.
Mm.
I was reading on some kind of prepper site like you should get. And my dad had one of these back in the day.
Prepper.
My dad didn't have a prepper, but like a sort of a cranky
wind up radio.
Wind up radio.
Yeah.
And he even had solar panels also. That would probably be fairly useful to have something like that, because even if your radio does do batteries, like you might run out of batteries eventually.
Yeah.
So I think that's so key to get some kind of information, because I think that's where trust and sort of panic starts to set in real quick.
I like this. So we're on the radio, so we might be the voice of the future. We might be the ones to keep calm, give advice.
You've seen that there are always like these small sort of radio stations kind of in these post-apocalyptic films and series.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
But
this
then,
is the
resistance.
There is the resistance.
but then are we? But then, so are we listening for? Do you think Denmark would keep their shit together, and you'd be listening to a unified Denmark, being like, all right, okay.
I think there was a chance, if we had that, but I think if we don't have that, then I think real quick, like I'll tell you my reaction when I was in Netto when Corona kind of hit. I think I might have said this back on the day, but like my partner at the time, she. I was just walking into Netto, had not heard anything about it, just coming off work, just going in to buy some stuff in Netto, and I didn't really pick up on that there was like a...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Q, like basically starting from the green part, which is, you know, the start of Nexo, all the way. I didn't really pick up on that.
Yeah.
I was just kind of walking around. I was like, oh, it's kind of crowded today. Then my partner called me and she's like, have you heard what's happening?
Yeah.
And then my immediate reaction was like, should I start grabbing shit?
Oh, no. You went straight to
survival mode. I went straight from like,
survival mode.
And I think it was like this idea like, because then I suddenly noticed all the people.
Yeah.
And I saw, oh, people are being a little bit sort of aggressive with the toilet paper and stuff. So it like, the lack of information, I think, really quickly makes you like, panic a little bit.
Funny, just as I thought. You're in Netto when you heard this, right? Yeah. When you said you'd raid a supermarket, did you imagine Netto in your head?
I actually imagined Super Bowl, but that's just that's good, where I live.
Because I was just thinking Netto in my head. I'm like, why would I go to Netto? If I'm going to raid a supermarket,
go to a better one,
I'm going to go to Fotex. I'm going to go to. Is there any Rims left? I'm going to a magasin.
It's a magasin. Yeah,
I'll raid it for clothes,
perfumes, creams.
Like stock up and all. You come into my shelter and it's just all like Gucci and Cabana and whatever. Yeah. Like, Gucci.
Oh, give it a Gucci. No, but that's another thing, like clothes also. I've thought about this, like what kind of, like, let's say, you know, it becomes like this ice age kind of winter situation.
Denmark's good for that though. You've already, like, no, you don't have one. I would have seen you in it, but you got a lot of those onesies, those fluffy onesies.
I don't have that.
No. But like,
I rent. I had ski pants. Ski jacket.
I'm pretty prepared. I got
a onesie thing.
Not a onesie, but I got waterproof overalls that I put on. So I'm like, I think we're pretty prepared from that sense.
Yeah. Yes, it depends on how cold it is, because I think, like, real quick,
this fucking winter has shown us how cold it is. Yeah. I mean, it was minus what, 5 anyway.
So
it's not gonna get much colder.
Then again, I did see this the Society of the Snow film. It's like a remake of this Alive.
Yeah, I know the story. I haven't watched the new one.
All right. I highly recommend it.
Would you eat your
beautiful
friends?
Film
really
probably one of yeah insanely beautiful, so poetic.
Oh.
I highly recommend that film. What were we saying?
Eating people. No, you're talking about winter and getting wrapping up.
So in that film, it's quite incredible because they're on an airplane and they
spoil. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
No, you can spoil it. It's fine. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
I knew the story and I've seen the film before. It was still breathtakingly beautiful and amazing to watch again.
Yeah.
So yeah, they crash in the Andes, basically.
Yeah.
And they're on a way to a summer vacation in Chile, so they have like...
They're not. They're going for a rugby game.
Yeah, but in a hot country. Or it's warm where they're
going.
So they don't have winter clothes with them, is my point.
Sure.
They have rugby shoes and shorts.
Yes.
Mostly, and some hot sunglasses.
Yeah. Some hot sunglasses.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot sunglasses. Yeah, I was very jealous.
You were looking at the wrong things in this movie.
What? Wasn't it about fashion?
Look how thin and sexy they are.
Yeah. Look at those cheekbones now. Wow. Purple lips, I like it. But anyway, they managed to put on, but they have really have to put layers and layers and layers on of shit. But forget where I was going with that. But yeah, so we probably are okay in terms of clothing.
Would you leave Denmark? If this was a full on, well, no. See, I had a conversation recently about somebody about if I was the last person in the world,
right?
What would I do then? And I'm not that in this, so I got to rethink. But I would go south. If I was the last person and I could just go live in a place, I would go south. Go back down to the Mediterranean or something where the winters are easier. Mm. Like, I wouldn't... Like, if this was it, I wouldn't just...
No, I wouldn't stay here. No. Fuck that.
Like, it'd be too tough.
Yeah. No, and I think in general, if there's no, like, end in sight to this sort of breakdown of society and infrastructure and all of this, I would eventually look to get out of Denmark, for sure, to a hotter, warmer situation.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, just, like... you could probably once you get better, find some berries here and stuff like that. I don't know, like take some potatoes out of the ground or carrots and stuff like that. But I'd go someplace where maybe there's some fruit on some trees.
Also. So your advice in this situation is leave.
I mean, eventually, but I think it's very challenging to leave. Also,
yeah.
Like If I just have a bike, how am I?
We're on an island. Yeah. I know there's bridges and stuff, but we're still on an island.
Yeah, yeah. But see, this is also what I find like fascinating, that adventure of like having to travel, like getting somewhere, like maybe with a few people. Like, I think that's also that.
I was thinking that. You'd get a little band together.
I'll get a little band together, yeah. A little group of people. Yeah. Yeah. You, me, Abby. Her children and her husband.
Going town to town, like telling tales, like entertaining for money.
Yeah. Doing some improv here and there. We don't need comedy, we need food, motherfucker. I think it's fascinating to think about. And for some reason, every now and then pops into my mind.
Gwen, you said you had some.
So yeah, we don't have a prepper, but I did find a prepper website. There's a Danish prepper, prepperdanmark.dk.
Yeah.
Or shitling.nu, it's called now, for some reason. But they have some advice.
Okay, let's hear.
They have like a checklist.
Okay, this is good.
This is like the bare essentials, I would say. So food, water, energy, some kind of fuel, warmth, lighting, candles, first aid kit, hygiene stuff. So these are like essential stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You should probably have in your home, maybe just in a ready to go bag if you're so inclined to prep. Then it is also like so canned food plus 10 years. If you need to buy some conserve some canned food, don't do it from the UK, he says. Go to shop.conserva.de. That's in Germany. So that's half the price. And so there you get it in 4 weeks. He has a lovely picture of his supply pack. You can see here.
You see. That looks pretty sparse.
Yeah.
That's a one person survival.
That's
a one,
I don't know how long that's last thing. That's like 10 cans here of stuff. And then he's also talking about like he's like staying at home kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, you need like a cupboard, and you need some kind of system where it's like the constant, like you would do in a supermarket. You ever worked in a supermarket?
Yeah. No, I haven't actually.
Where you go and sort of you go to the shelves and you have to like make sure it looks nice and pretty, but also put the things that are running out of date.
Yeah.
First, and the stuff in the back. He's also saying you got to do that. And some kind of system, and he's like giving advice on different types of. So there's like a Knorr pack thing. He has a picture of here, and he's saying like you should buy these instead because you can stack more of these in a cupboard. And some stuff has like
this
weird.
Sounds honestly, this sounds more like he's got a little bit more
OCD
more organizing than surviving.
Yeah. You got to get painter's tape so you can put the mark.
Maybe Denmark's preparing for this actually because something I saw recently. You can hunt with a bow and arrow now.
That's true. Yes,
you can hunt with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Denmark might be.
I thought about taking up archery, not because to be a prepper, but just to think that sounds fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's a potential.
But it's a thing you can like after they had like a trial period in a certain part of Denmark.
Yeah.
And I think it's like.
I think it's a go.
You can go hunting with a bow and arrow now.
Yeah. I'm sure there are some rules, guidelines you have to follow.
No, it's free for all. It's just like go at it. Yeah, yeah. It's just
we tried it once in a forest, like not hunting, but we were just out camping. I think it was in Rolfskov or something, like a big forest here in Denmark. And my friend had like a bow and arrow thing, and oh my god,
what good?
The satisfaction of like putting one of those into a tree.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was really good. Something.
Primal
came up in me.
Huntsman.
I think that's also the part of this fascination, like, you know, it's going back to the old ways
totally.
And hunting
but there's like
that's what I romanticize.
Yeah,
I
but I totally
I would
understand.
Die
there's,
so fast.
there's you're totally right about the romanticizing because it's also the simplification of everything. Right?
Yeah,
it's like
true. Yeah.
I don't have to worry about work. I don't have to worry about relationships with
no
other
bills,
people. I don't have to. It's like I gotta survive.
Yeah,
I gotta go out and do stuff. That's what I no bill, you know, like that's it, that's what, like you're not lying in bed being like, oh fuck, what did I say?
Yeah, no thing about am I too
today?
Much on Facebook or social media? I think there's something appealing.
I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna, at the start of this podcast you said there was no safety net, or there wasn't much safety net for Denmark online, and we have a lot of stuff based online. And I love the fact that like all we said was like the complete destruction of Denmark was you can't get cash. That's what we said.
No, but I think it is quite complex. But there are so many things that these systems are like reliant on, you know, electricity and basically, right? So if you lose electricity, like that's so many things that just quickly sort of.
But Denmark has a lot of. So there's like a certain amount you can do externally, right? There's a certain amount of things like you can block off websites and stuff like this, and I'm sure you give a fuck with like communication. But like Denmark has its own power sources as well, right? I mean, they have connection to
windmills.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, I don't know exactly how I'm sure you can reconfigure that, and that would be very eventually very useful that we actually have that in case you actually don't get the power grid up and running again. And,
I have a strong feeling that it would take a lot for things to break down in Denmark. There's a lot of people, positives. I think the organization that Denmark has, the yellow card.
We've got to spread fear, Owen. This is what the fucking media is all about. You got to entice fear in people. That's what they want.
We're not looking for clickbait here. Okay. It is the organization and the camaraderie that Denmark has is not just found online. It is in the people. So people will not panic. People will listen for good advice. The people in charge will be set to organize things correctly. So I think there's a long way before we have to start drinking piss water.
I think the Swedes are better off. I think the Swedes are more prepared for this.
Why is that?
Because I just think the country, I think that's
they
a better
listen.
Country.
They listen. The Swedes are very good at taking orders.
I mean that
like
you hear that, Sweden?
We've talked about this. When laws come in Sweden, they're like right, that's the law.
As in Denmark. I think we're very similar. There.
Not Sweden's fucking like. I mean,
they're probably maybe even more. But yeah. Sure. But I think I think there are way more people who are living a little bit off-grid-ish, are more used to sort of going out chopping some wood and
in that sense,
feeding off the land.
I'm with you.
I might head to Sweden actually.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, done. All right,
Swedish preppers.
So if your mid idea stops working, go to Sweden.
Your mid idea. Yes, very good. Yeah.
That's
is that the advice we're giving?
That's the advice we're giving.
Copenhagen and survival advice.
Yeah.
Go to Sweden.
Yeah.
I think we cracked it. Very good.
That's it. Great.
Yeah, successful.
All right. That was this. If you have, we've given some bits of ill-founded logic and advice.
That no one asked for.
Yeah. If you have stuff you think we should say or should not say or anything, email us, copyincopenhagen@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or communicate with us through Instagram or Facebook or all those things. We are on Patreon.
Yep.
Thank you so much for everybody who has joined us on Patreon. It is an absolute honor to see people sign up for it. Mm-hmm. We will have our Patreon special episode out next week, the end of this month.
Yes,
we're going to be watching, what is it again?
Ehrenfeld. I've called it a sexy period piece. It seemed a little bit sexy, but I don't know if it's how sexy it is. But
we'll have to find out.
We'll dive into it. Do some give our commentary and review of the show, whether you should watch it or you could have watched it and then you can.
It's a bit of I'm seeing more of a watch along.
It's a watch along.
You go watch it, we go watch it, then we all chat about it.
We talk about it. Yeah.
Sure. But if you want to help us out and keep us on the airways and stuff like, please join us on Patreon, Copy in Copenhagen on Patreon. Abby will be here next Friday, and we'll be talking about the news next Friday, and that's next Friday. But until then, stay
Copy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.